The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
2-1 swing and a high fly ball. This one way back to left. Forget about it. It's gone. Deep into the stands. Carlos Correa strikes again. Boy, the Houston Astros, when they come back, they come back. They have now taken a 5-3 lead on a three-run bomb.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and it's going to be a glorious sports day. Maybe. Astros, nice job, leading 5-3. Looks like we might actually have a UH game tonight. Hey, man, let's have some fun. It's a Thursday on the Mother Bleepin' Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron likes it, he'll read it. Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Happy Thursday, everybody. What a great day to be alive.
Look at you. You're a bundle of energy,
I am
Fred.
Fired up today, man. I am fired up.
What's got you so hyped?
Well, I enjoy my UH football. Might actually get to see a game tonight. That's one of the few things that I really, you know, I get as excited about that as Aaron gets about the Astros. So I'm excited about that. Excited about your Astros. Pretty good NFL matchup tonight, too, frankly. And you get to see Tom Brady on a Thursday night. And, I had a... had a really good day on the Sports Map Bets project, so that's moved along very well. And also, I had lunch with an old friend of ours who wanted me to say hello to everybody, our friend Beth.
Oh, really?
From Darling Way. Yeah, we had lunch.
How is she doing?
She's doing pretty well, considering, you know, the Rona tough on her business like it is.
Of course.
Everybody's, but she's doing well. It was great to see her, and we just caught up, and she's doing well. So just a shout out. Go check out her shop, or you can go online right now, too. But, she misses everybody. So there you go. So that's been the day so far.
All right.
And, some of the stuff I'll have to tell you off air. But it's been a damn good day. And it's only going to get better because I think your Astros are going to pull
this off.
You're
feeling it, huh?
Yeah, I'm feeling positive. So that's where we are. And, you know, we got Brad today. I want to ask Taylor too, what he thinks of my BYU scenario, because I've been giving that a lot more thought
about them making the playoff,
maybe sneaking into the playoff if the Big 12 totally keeps collapsing. The Pac-12 is only gonna have 7 games. I mean, I still think
their strength of schedule is gonna be so weak.
Well, they're gonna need Boise and UH to not lose to anybody else because that's all they got, and adding that Boise game helps because otherwise it was just UH and that wasn't gonna be a big win. But at least Boise might be ranked at that point. So I'm just curious what he thinks. I mean, I do think it's a long shot.
I'll go. It's not what are the odds Wednesday, but I'll say 90% that even if they run the table, they play at New Year's Six.
Yeah, but definitely.
Not get a playoff.
But I think
spot.
Right now, and A's making a pitching change, 2-on and 2-out for the Astros in the bottom of the fourth. So a long way to go still. But I do think if
these games, it's like the first to 20.
I know,
so crazy.
But if you if you draw a line through the Big 12, which I think you can do, and maybe
get my close up here, Brandon.
Yeah, make him look handsome, Brandon. But
oh, my bad.
But I think the Pac-12 is pretty iffy, so you're going to be down to most likely Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama. Probably a second SEC team, but if you don't have a second SEC team, I think that's where the door's going to open up a little bit. I think it's a real long shot, and I agree. It's, I mean, I think 10% may be generous.
It might be.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because, I mean, I've been reading Eric on Twitter on Space City Weather, and this thing's not a threat to us. Why am I getting AccuWeather alerts like every 5 minutes about coastal flooding?
I don't don't have an answer for
it. Says coastal flood warning in effect for Houston until Saturday at 3 p.m. I don't think this thing's hitting us. I think it's going to skirt by us and then, you know, ruin our friend's day in Lake Charles.
I mean, again. We might get some rain, but I don't think we're going to get the brunt of it by any stretch.
That was the buzz on my phone. There was yet another AccuWeather notification.
So. Maybe they're just preparing because they know it floods even if somebody sneezes too much.
Now, that is true.
So it might be, saying, hey flood, it's going to rain for 20 minutes. The whole city might be underwater. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
Aren't you technically coastal, Aaron? I mean, you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think so.
I would call you coastal. So be warned. AccuWeather has told you.
You've been warned.
So is that Altuve at the plate?
That is yes. Tuve.
Mm. Eric says storm surge. That could be. Yeah, you know, that means good surfing.
That's true, I guess. I don't know. Do people surf in October?
Well, I know when we were kids, anytime there was a storm, we would go surfing. It didn't matter. And there were some October storms, but even if they weren't going to come here, you always got good surf.
I've never surfed.
It's
I've like wakeboarded and kneeboarded like in a river or a lake, but never surfed in the ocean.
I'm too old to do it now, but it was fun when I was like 16, 17. Yeah, there's a lot of things I did when I was 16 or 17. Like I don't know that I'd ever get on a dirt bike again, and I used to race those things.
And like water skiing, which by the way is a lot easier before you've got multiple ACL replacements. And also it's probably a lot easier when you're not like 100 pounds overweight like I am. But yeah, those are things I used to do when I was a kid, but no, surfing never on my radar.
No, yeah, I grew up down there.
So you guys are too cool.
Well, it wasn't, no, honestly, surfing in Galveston is not really surfing. It's just ankle biter waves. Even when you have a storm, it's not like those real ones that you see on TV where the guys are like the waves over their head and stuff like that. And, but you know, it was just a fun thing to do. You know what though? I mean, like I used to skateboard, I used to surf. I've done some wakeboarding. You know what? You would think that means you could snowboard. That is the hardest thing I've ever tried to do.
And snowboarding?
I mean, I learned how to ski in half a day and you know, when I was going skiing all the time, I could do black slopes with no problem. But snowboarding, dude, I never mastered that. It was, and I took lessons for like 3 straight days 1 year, and I just kept falling on my ass. And I couldn't believe it because, yeah, I mean, it's totally different than skateboarding or wakeboarding. At least it was for me. I don't know if it's because your feet are locked in, but I was awful at it. I never could figure it out. Have you ever done that?
I have, and I've had moderate success. I'd feel better now snowboarding than snow skiing because of my knee. Like,
yeah.
Like just the idea that my legs can go separate directions is problematic for me now. But snowboarding, like you said, you're locked in.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing that happens is you fall down either on your ass or your face.
Yeah, and that happens. That's what I did pretty much every time.
That's part of the game.
One way or the other. It was face or ass. And, yeah, I tried to fall on my ass more often because it hurt less. But, yeah, I don't know what it was, man, but I never could get to where I even felt like going, like I could go down a bunny slope.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I never thought it to be harder.
And I went 2 years in a row and tried it and took lessons. The second year I took lessons 3 days in a row and never could figure it out.
I will say snow skiing underrated for the damage that can be inflicted by a fall. Like you don't think of it as like a very dangerous sport, I guess, but if you get going fast enough while you're snow skiing and you take a wrong, you know, a wrong angle into a hit, I mean, it can be incredibly brutal falls, like stuff that like makes football guys look like lady parts. I mean, it's gnarly.
Or in my brother's case, he was at the bottom of the hill and he was snowboarding all day, and some like 12-year-old came down in skis too fast and crashed into him and cracked 2 of his ribs. Oh,
yeah, human to human.
And that happens a lot.
And he was just standing there talking, like at the bottom of the hill. They were trying to figure out their next plans, and they're standing there with their snowboards in hand. And kid came out of nowhere and just barreled into him.
Yeah, I think that's where the most damage gets caused in skiing is like by humans running into each other more than like you would think it'd be like running into trees like Sonny Bono.
Yeah, well, and that does happen. I mean, I ran into a tree once. Fortunately, it wasn't much of a tree, and it just got bruised a little bit. But if it had been a big tree and I had lost my balance completely, like that time I just kind of got stuck in a rut and it just steered me towards the tree and I was able to slow myself down before I hit it. But if I had been off balance or something, it could have been serious.
Grinky with a mound complaint. They're out there fixing his divot.
Well, I wonder how much he's digging in there to throw those 50-mile-an-hour curveballs.
I don't know.
This is the second time they've had to fix the mound at Dodger Stadium this series, isn't it? I thought they had to do it in game one.
Yeah, I don't know. Pitchers are weird, and especially guys like Zach Greinke are especially weird. They've got, you know, it could be...
He's delightfully weird, though.
Yeah, he is, but I'm saying what one dude might think of as just normal, you know, this is how a mound feels, and he may think, I can't pitch like this. Pitchers in general are weird.
Kind of like somebody with a football that needs to be let a few pounds out.
Yeah.
There's a high drive.
Well, it's now a one-run game.
Yep. That's a 5-4 Astros.
Floriano's second one of the game.
Man, quit pitching to him, Zach.
Yeah, or maybe try something different there, buddy.
I think that was a fastball. The one earlier today was a curveball, so he did try something different.
Well, maybe plunk him next time. So he says, what are the odds I find a gas station? I pass 5 in the Beaumont area, and they're all out of gas already?
What?
Hmm.
Oh, I guess I better fill up on my way home today.
Yeah, I mean, not that we need to worry about it, but... And Keith said he saw Aaron at Darling Way a while back.
I know,
man. Keith's a big proponent of Darling Way, so yeah. If you guys,
what were you getting there, Aaron?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
What's that? What the hell's that mean?
So they had
dirty toys.
No, more like sleep stuff for my wife.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, she's got those really nice, fancy pajamas.
Okay,
my wife loves them. So every now and then, we'll end up ordering some and go and pick it up. Plus, I've been friends with Beth for years, just like you guys. So
yeah.
I go down, stop in anytime we're in her loop on the weekend and see how she's doing.
Okay.
She's such a fun person.
Yeah, so she's a nice gal.
It was great to catch up.
How'd you end up meeting up with her?
Well, we've just been talking about we hadn't seen each other in a while. Let's have lunch. And she was introducing me to somebody who might be able to help me on sports map bets. So there was some business involved, but it was mostly just to catch up. So, and we agreed it had been too damn long. So
well, there you go.
And you know what, guys? I got to tell you about new brakes. And everybody keeps sending texts and tweeting at me. It's like, dude, I use new brakes. It was fantastic. Thanks for the recommendation. I will definitely use them again if I need them. And man, the great thing about new brakes, they come to you. So you know what? If I needed it done right now, they'd come to the office and do it. Or if I wanted to stay at home and sit in my underwear, they'll come there and do it. You don't have to go to a shop. You don't have to sit there and wait for a couple hours. You can do what you need to do while they do the work for you. And they do quality work, man. Plus, it's anywhere between 20 and 50% more affordable than shops and dealers. 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. Here's what you do. You just go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, and fill out everything, and they will get back to you within a couple of minutes. Set everything up. You'll get an instant online quote. And it's a transparent, surprise-free repair quote. You're never going to pay more than what's on there. Mention ESPN, 10% off, newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, New Brakes. You need to know your place, because it's about to get heavy.
Business owners, did you know your website could be causing you more harm than good? I'm Hector Garcia, owner.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And now I'm getting all kinds of mixed reports from Beaumont. From people who say it's bad, it's not bad. You know, so, I don't know. I don't know who to trust. They're all 409s, though, so maybe they're all telling the truth, just where you are. So what are the odds of Padres win tonight? Yeah, I don't know. Hey,
almost had it, man. Cody Bellinger. He's good at sports.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the Padres are fun, but it's one of those.
The Dodgers are better.
Yeah, they're just a better team.
I think the team that should be most concerned is the Yankees.
Yeah.
I think people kind of forgot that the Rays were the one seed, and the Rays are they were the best team in baseball this year. Well, best team in the AL for sure.
Right, definitely.
And they were better than the Yankees 60 games. Like, they were just better.
Yeah.
And now I can't believe the Rays are going to beat the Yankees, because the Yankees were the Vegas favorites, but I'm telling you.
And the Yankees were actually healthy for the first time all year.
Their bats were healthy.
Yeah, not their pitching.
They're having to throw out random dudes you've never heard of pitching games.
True. Like the Astros.
Exactly. And the Rays have the benefit of having literally three number one pitchers. I mean, most of their third guy would be the first or second guy on basically every team in the playoffs.
Is Dusty going to the pin here?
Uh-oh. Maybe so.
It appears so.
So 4 2/3 for Zachary. Man, four runs.
I'm telling you, if let's say the Astros do go on, they've got to get more length out of their starters, and that means you've got to let them work through some tough spots.
Other than Framber got what, 7 innings? Yeah, you can live with that.
This offense is good enough that you can say, okay, you're going to give up 5 runs in 6 innings. So be it.
Yeah, just get me 6 innings.
We've got
the innings are what matters.
That's what matters, because now what's about to happen is you're getting into this bullpen that has, I don't know how many guys you trust in the bullpen. Mm. I could tell you how many I do, and it's probably around 0, and that includes Ryan Pressly. So I would rather have Zach Greinke on a so-so day than really anybody out of that bullpen.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, too, does the arm soreness play into it here?
Maybe so.
And maybe that's why he's just, okay, that's all you can give me. That's great. You know, we're getting you out of here with the lead. So I guess we'll find that out after the game.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw the story, but, ESPN's had a couple of big layoffs over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they've got another big one coming.
Uh-oh.
Which one of the things that not having sports is a concern, but your guy at Barrett Sports Media had a story on it, said between 300 and 700 employees could lose their jobs. Now, most of them are going to be behind the scenes people, allegedly. But, I've seen a bunch of companies laying people off, and these are the after effects that I was worried about. Shutting everything down is that you're going to start seeing more and more of this, and that we're going to be dealing with that end of it for a long time. But, I do think, from a business perspective, this is the time you don't want to lay people off, because this is when you have all the sports going. I guess you're about to lose basketball, and baseball's not much longer for this world. I saw an interesting story today, just kind of on that topic. We've been talking about why people haven't been watching certain sports. And, NFL's been either great or, that's a little disappointing. And one of the theories was that there's just too much sports all at once now. And people have all kinds of choices. And I don't know if I buy that, because if you're a fan of a sport, you're going to make time to watch it. The only thing that I would be critical of is the NBA going up against, like, Sunday Night Football. It's just silly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you think that could be a factor?
Possible. I think that what we really, and we were talking about this with the NBA the other day, I think there's a million different things it could be.
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
There's a pop-up and the Astros record the third out of the inning.
It's just Blake Taylor one pitch, thankfully.
Well, look at him.
Yeah, but then you have to pitch the three guys. Oh, well, no, it's the end of the inning.
Yeah, it's the end of the inning now. But yeah, you're just in a time now where it's hard to explain ratings. And, I've talked to some people from Nielsen about our ratings, and it's unprecedented stuff, and it's hard to know why some people would be listening more, some people would be listening less. It's just really on.
Yeah. Well, it's not shocking to me from a radio perspective, because people are driving less, especially in a city like this where so many people have to commute. And now you got people working from home. And if I'm working from home, which I do a lot of, I don't listen on the radio. And I know that, you know, is not the right thing to say, but I listen on Alexa or on my computer because I'm doing work and sitting down. And I like to listen to the other shows on the station. And so that's not going to count as, I mean, I don't have a meter, but that's not going to count as a ratings point. And I'm sure that people with meters are doing that.
Yep.
So, you know, there's a lot to it, I think. But, you know, I think there's a lot of factors. And, yeah, I just don't know if that's one of them. But, you know, hey, they made the case. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I don't know if you saw this, another Tennessee Titan tested positive.
They're dopes. Yeah. I mean, they're gonna bring the hammer down on these guys, too. And it's kind of deserved, isn't it? I mean, having unauthorized practices, that's just saying, we don't really care. It's a bad look.
Oh, no. Greeny said they were competitors. How can you blame them for wanting to compete and go out and practice on their own time because they can't stay away from the game?
Are you kidding me?
I'll have to pull the audio, but I saw that on the ESPN site that we use.
Oh, God. No. I mean, there's a reason why you're limited it's a bad look. And it's going to, listen, the NFL is going to get ruined. The season is going to get ruined. And we're getting to where, the Bills are going to get, the Titans are going to forfeit. The Bills are going to get a win. But, I mean, how's that affect you if you bet the Bills season win total under? Now they just get a free square. How's that affect you if come the end of the season, the Bills are 13-3 and the Chiefs are 12-4? The Chiefs don't have a bitch now? I mean, it's...
Well, the reason you don't is I think you knew going into the season this kind of stuff was going to be a possibility. It's a different year. Just like, I mean, everything's different, and that's going to be one of them. But if this happens where they make them forfeit, don't you think there's going to be more? I mean, there's going to be...
That's what I'm saying. This is just the start of it.
Yeah, it is. And so that could affect you in a negative and a positive way. And, you know, the Bills could wind up getting it and having to forfeit a game later, too. I do think... At some point, like I can give them the free square on the first game and reschedule. But if you're out practicing and stuff, and now you got to miss a second game, you get an L.
Yeah,
I don't care what team you are, you should get an L.
It's a weird thing to try and figure out what do you do in this situation. But I think the right, I don't know. I don't know what the punishment should be. There's got to be some kind.
Well, you
of punishment,
can't. Though. I mean, you're not going to be able to reschedule more than one game with
right.
Them. So unless you're extending
do you do?
The season.
Do you now, I mean, is there a dollar amount you can put on on this thing and say, hey, this is what it's going to cost you because you can't keep your team in order? Is it draft picks? I don't know.
Yeah, I think, to me, forfeiting a game would be punishment enough, especially if it goes into a third week and you have to lose a second one. You're going to lose enough money on potential playoff stuff there.
Yeah.
Plus, if you're a Texans fan, you're like, hey, that's two games. We might catch them. just kidding. All right.
For the Texans, you're like, maybe everybody should start cheating. That'd be nice.
God,
Maybe if the Colts start having extra practices, that'd be great.
I spent one last day listening to the competition to see how they continue to handle this.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's sad, as Trump would say, sad. Quick break, it's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, I'm feeling it too. Good choice. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And, you know, I was listening, like I mentioned in the last segment, to the competition. I want to give a couple of those guys credit. They were actually openly questioning whether or not Jesus Easterby should still be with the team. And, you know, which, you know, so as much as we hammer him for being homers, I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. But so much of the talk now is, oh, Tim Kelly doesn't have Bill O'Brien holding him back anymore. It's like, do we really know what Tim Kelly can do as an offensive coordinator?
I mean, you're listening to Sean talk. Deshaun's like, Tim Kelly's my dude. Me and him, we're about to wreck shop, is what Deshaun says about Tim Kelly.
Well, I hope he's right. You'll have to color me a little bit skeptical.
It's fair.
Because, I mean, he did come out of the O'Brien system, and, you know, he is O'Brien's guy. And how often do we see that, where somebody who is a disciple of a guy who's not a very good offensive guy turns out to be a very good offensive guy? It can happen, but will it?
I don't know.
And, you know, it was also kind of painful listening to them try to talk about salary cap stuff, because clearly neither one of them's done any kind of research on, you know, it's all easy to. You can go to overthecap.com and it tells you what they owe on every player for every contract for the next several years. Doesn't take much to go and figure that out, but, you know, other than that, but I'm done with them. I listen to that and I'm like, how can anybody under the age of 60 listen to this show? Or not from Arkansas?
Hey man, let me tell you something, brother.
And man is every other word too. Let's try Blake. What's up, Blake?
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, go, Blake.
You know, I've been a listener of your show for years. You're my favorite sports guys on the radio. And I'm a Houston fan, Rocket, Astro, Texan. But I'm also a conservative. And I'm part of a group of people that have a Facebook for conservatives called Parler. And yesterday, when somebody posted an announcement by the NBA that they were not going to do all the social justice stuff in the next season, you should have seen all the posts. I mean, by the hundreds and hundreds, and I quit reading them, people saying, F them, I'm done, too late, over and over and over. There's a whole lot of conservatives out there that are sports fans, and they don't watch sports to learn about social justice. They watch sports to get away from the political rah-rah that's going on outside of sports. And it really alienated the conservative listeners and conservative sports fans. And a lot of them are saying they're not coming back.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the same thing conservatives said when players started taking a knee. And guess what? They're all watching the NFL.
Yeah, I do think that's a factor. And I think, but you also have to keep in mind, Blake, that if you're so committed that you're part of a Facebook group, then you're going to have stronger opinions than the average conservative. And that's why it's hard to trust stuff like Facebook and Twitter. And we talk about it all the time, like all the Twitter stuff you see, you would think everything that ever happens in this country is the worst thing ever. And that's not the case.
Right.
But no, I think it's certainly one of the factors, but I don't think that's all of it. And you just have to keep in mind that if you're part of it, like I'm part of a Facebook, well, I think we're all on the the whiskey Facebook thing.
Well, I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah. You're not on Facebook anymore. Aren't you on that, Aaron?
No.
Okay. Well,
only Fred is in a Facebook group about
Christopher
whiskey.
Hart and the Whit Myers and people like that are all on there.
I'm not good enough to be invited to this.
Well, I used to be on there.
But if I'm on there to see what's going on with whiskey and drinking. And okay, so guess what everybody else on there is all about?
Whiskey and drinking.
So if you're on a thing where you have something in common, then you're going to see more of that. And I think that's kind of, I don't want to say it's a problem. So that, did I get one run in?
Yep.
So
Correa, RBI single, bringing in Bregman.
You could finish your thought and then.
I know, but I saw
it. You're like Thom Brenneman now.
I'm trying to tell him they've got a run in. But, you know, but my thought's pretty simple. Is I think that's part of the problem that we have with social media is you're always going to flock to like-minded people for things like that to get in your groups. And, you know, that's not really reality. And I've quit. I hardly ever post anything on Facebook anymore because there's people I like who will try to turn it political. And, you know, I wind up having to delete them because, and I mean political on either side, guys. Not just, because he was speaking specifically conservative. I don't want to sound like I'm talking about conservatives right now. But, Cleveland from Cincinnati says, why do we keep labeling these people as conservatives and giving conservatives a bad name, call them what they are, racist? I don't know that that's...
I don't think that every conservative is racist either.
No, and I think that's... And this goes back to why Trump got elected and why I think he's going to get elected again. There's a lot of conservative people that don't want to be confused with the racists. And they don't want people to think they're racist because they have a conservative opinion. And I get that. And, you know, that to me is also part of the problem is that, you know, there's so many people, and this is something that the people on the left do. You basically lump everybody who's conservative into, and the conservatives do the same thing, the liberals, let's be fair. And that's one of the things I hate. But when they lump everybody into this and, oh, well, you must be racist because you voted for Trump, that's not fair. Not even a little bit, in my opinion. Oh, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. And, of course, I'm getting, oh, well, liberals are this conservative. Guys, they both suck. But, and Frodo said, I love when Fred says that. He can probably say he's a conservative, and I wouldn't think he's racist. I'm not. But, I mean, if you look at my voting history, if we're going to count that, I've leaned more right than left throughout my years. It just depends on the office. I try to look at the candidates for what they are as opposed to I'm voting Democrat and I'm voting Republican. And over the years, most of the judges I've voted for have probably been Republicans. You know, the mayor's race, it doesn't really matter. It's always going to be a liberal mayor. But I try to take every topic individually and vote for people who I think will be best for my community. That's why I voted for Sylvester Turner the first time because he said he wasn't going to, you know, that he was going to get things worked out with the firefighters. Well, he lied. So guess what?
You didn't vote for him again.
Yeah. I'm entitled to change my mind. All right. Aaron, let's go to Aaron. What's up?
Hey, it's actually Darren.
Okay. What's up, Darren?
Oh, no worries. Yeah, guys. All right. So I'm kind of tired of people bringing this whole notion of, oh, because I'm a conservative, I'm going to turn off the NBA, I'm going to turn off the NFL and never watch it again. Like, dude, the ratings are doing just fine. Like, the NBA is doing just fine. NFL is doing just fine. People that love those sports are going to continue watching those sports, whether players are protesting or not. So, like, stop with this nonsense. People are going to watch the sports. Like, NFL is the number one sport. Next is college football. Next is NBA. And then baseball. Like, those sports are not going anywhere. So, just drop this crap. Like, who cares what you conservatives think? Like, people are going to watch these sports regardless if the players are protesting. Like, let's drop it. People, this sport's not going anywhere. The ratings are here to stay.
It's kind of the way I see it. Like, I can't imagine, like, no matter what my politics were, I don't know what kind of political statement would have to be made by the NFL that I would go, I'm not watching that anymore. Like, I don't know that there is anything.
You know, if they all came out as pro-Hitler,
okay,
I'd probably stop watching the NFL.
I don't think we'd have an option to, because I think they'd probably... Like,
but here's what you guys... I don't think you guys are considering. It's not the guys who aren't watching. It's the guys who own big companies who might be conservative that are dumping a bunch of ad money into it. It's when they start pulling out. That's where your issue would be.
Yes.
Like, and I do think...
And by the way, I don't think that older white conservative men are the NBA's target audience. Now, are there some who are? Sure. But that's not what the NBA goes after. That's not what they're saying. You know what's really going to, you know, kill for us in the ratings is 45-plus-year-old white men. No, that's not what, it's not your target. That's baseball's target. And guess what baseball doesn't have? They don't have Black Lives Matter sprayed on the pitching mound because they know what their target audience is.
It's everybody who's going to die in the next year. But here's one other thought on this. That I don't think people are considering in, and as we've, as I think you've said the same thing, there's a lot of factors to this, but the fact that we're still in the middle of a pandemic and people are losing their jobs, and maybe when you're out of work, you don't want to sit there and watch sports all afternoon, and because you can't afford to go buy the jerseys, you can't afford to go to the games, and maybe people also just, you know, I think when you sit there and see so much of it all the time, maybe you're just, you want to see something, you want to watch Netflix. You want to see something that's going to be uplifting and fun.
Well, here's the other thing. Basically, since basketball started up, you've had other options. You can watch hockey. You can watch baseball. What's going to happen next season when basketball's like the only thing going? You're going to say, I'm not watching basketball then? Okay. I mean, I guess that's on you. But that's like saying, you know what? I'm not going to any more of these Hollywood movies. Well, the movie theaters are closed. It doesn't. They don't really care what. Like, at some point, if all there is to do in your town is go to the movie theater, guess what? You'll go to the movie theater when they open. If all there is on television that you're interested in watching is the NBA, then you're going to watch. And if you don't watch, that's a calculated risk the NBA has been willing to take. And here's the other thing that people often forget: the NBA had to make some concessions to even make the bubble happen. So the millions and millions and millions of dollars that they've made since the bubble has been going on, that's some of the concessions they had to make were what's going to be on the back of players' jerseys, what's going to be on the court. So the NBA might have a couple people say, well, I'm not going to watch you on TV anymore. And the NBA is going to go, well, our alternative was have Joe Bob watch us on TV but not have a product to put out there. And that was basically the decision the NBA had to make. So I don't know. I don't let my political feelings decide what my entertainment is going to be. Like, I get it. If you're a conservative and you won't watch MSNBC or CNBC, I mean, and if you're or CNN, and if you're a liberal, you don't want to watch Fox News. I get that, because that now you're not going to watch a source for political news based on your political beliefs. Okay. If you're a basketball fan, who cares what the back of someone's jersey says? Why does it bother anyone? It works Josh up too. Like, Josh Ennis is one of these guys who's really worked up about it. And he's like, and I guess it's just not in me to care. Do you know what the back of LeBron James' jersey says?
James at the bottom.
Like, does he have a Black Lives Matter statement?
I have no idea.
Do you know?
I have no clue.
I have no clue either. I've watched three of the four finals games. I haven't paid attention to what it says on anyone's back. Not one person. Like, I just don't. I don't think to like. Oh, and if it did say, like, if let's say LeBron's jersey says vote, am I going to go, well, LeBron's jersey says to vote, I guess I better vote. Like, are we children? I mean,
well, then that begs the question: what's the point in doing it? They're doing it so they can try to persuade people to.
Bingo. What is? I mean, so if it's not affecting anyone, why does it matter if they do it or don't do it? Like, if LeBron James has a tattoo of if he's got a tattoo of a pig, and now are all Muslim guys going to be like, oh, I can't stand LeBron James because he's got a pig tattoo. I don't eat pork, so I can't be a fan of him anymore. That's a really weird thing to be like, you know what? I'm standing my ground on this. Standing my ground. If a guy's got Chinese lettering tattoos and you're like, well, we all know what's going on in Hong Kong. I just can't support this guy anymore. Okay. Guy's got a tribal tattoo and you're like, well, I'm not a Limp Bizkit fan. Now what? You're just not going to like him because he's got a tribal tattoo? Who cares? Who cares what these guys are wearing? What the court says? Just what? Who, Who's paying attention to that? I'm just watching the games. And by the way, have you noticed there's names on the back of all these NFL players' helmets too? No, you know why nobody's bitching about that? Because they all are fans of the NFL and they're willing to, you know, well, don't particularly love that they've got these names on their helmets, like these people that were killed by cops, but what am I going to do, not watch the NFL? Yeah, of course you're going to watch the NFL because you're a fan of it. Now, if you're not a fan of basketball, it's easy to look at basketball and say, huh, I'm not watching this. I'm tired of all this social justice nonsense. That's like me saying, I'm not watching MLS or the WNBA Finals. I'm so tired of the way that these women's empowerment, I don't care about it. No, if I were a WNBA fan, I'd watch. I don't watch because I'm not a fan. That's it. That's all.
Well, people brought up a couple things. Maybe they're not watching because it's a crap matchup because nobody gives the Heat any chance.
That's entirely possible.
And that's one of the reasons I'm not watching. And one of the reasons I'm not really watching is I don't really like the Lakers. So I do like Anthony Davis. He's always been one of my favorites, but now he's part of the evil empire and I don't like him anymore. But I'm not that interested in it because I have football.
That's part of why that's why I missed game three the other night. I don't know. I'm going to watch what football's always going to win. It just is. It's always going to win. So if your game goes up against a football game, really any football game, I'm just going to watch it.
You know who else is always going to win? Lawyer Dave.
Oh, Lawyer Dave. Way to go, Fred.
Yeah. Lawyer Dave is always going to win for the people. What's up, Dave?
Well, I'm listening to you guys have your conversation. It's most interesting as always. And I can tell the Blitzers that there's no question, there's no argument that if you get in any kind of an accident anywhere, give me a holler, Lawyer Dave, and I'll help you out. 713-626-8900 is my number.
What I love about Lawyer Dave, man, is dude is going to fight for you, and he doesn't get a dime up front. Consultations are free, and if you need medical attention, he takes care of that. He doesn't see a dime until you win, man. That's the ultimate gambler.
That's exactly right. Like I say in Spanish to my Spanish-speaking clients, yo peleo como un tigre para sus derechos. And what that means is I'll fight like a tiger for your rights, and I sure will, to the very bitter end or victorious end, whatever it may be. I'm there from beginning to end for sure, Blitzers.
That's because you're El Tigre Tejano. And listen, Tigre, we just got a message on Facebook wanting to know what your number is and how to get in touch with you. So why don't you tell the people?
My number is 713-626-8900, and I'm here right now. If you got a question or a legal issue, give me a holler right now. I'll take your call and help you out for sure. 713-626-8900. Or LawyerDave.com is my email address, or LawyerDaveLaw is my Twitter account.
Yeah, and if you can't remember any of that and you're driving, you can always just hit me up on Twitter or email, and I'll get you all that information. ¿Cómo se dice better dial Dave in Espanol?
There's only one way to say it, Fred. You better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Now's the time to get a great deal.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Jeez, there's nothing you guys can do to spoil my mood today. I'm in the best mood ever.
So Josh says, I think you oversimplify it when you assume it's just non-NBA fans or racist rednecks who are turned off. I've got nothing against basketball. I'm not racist. I'm apolitical. I'm not a redneck. I'm not boycotting the NBA. I just don't make any extra effort to watch it because the NBA has told me that I'm not the kind of person they want. The thing is, like, the NBA has told me the same thing, I guess, if that's what they're saying if what they're saying by having Black Lives Matter on the floor is they don't like white people watching their stuff, then I think that's where Josh and I, where we've taken it differently. And even if they said, I don't want you to watch our product, if I wanted to watch it, I would still watch it. Like, that's because if the NFL, I mean, again, this goes back to what people really care about, because when the NFL, there were so many people who were, I'm not watching the NFL if they take knees. Everybody's out there taking knees. Who, Who's turning away?
Well, I think part of it, and this is something that Josh has gotten into, I don't see it being reported every outlet now who kneels and who doesn't.
That's because almost everybody's kneeling.
So
literally
so
almost
it's not,
everybody.
It's not news. I was more bothered by that than anything, was you just, oh, this person kneeled, this person didn't. Here's analysis of it. Yeah, come on, man. I don't need that. And I think that's the thing that kind of got to me, but that's why I never bothered watching the anthems. I just turned the game on. 12:02 on Sunday, I'm clicking on. That's it. I'm not watching I never watch pregame, never watch any of that stuff. I'll check Twitter for inactives just in case it affects my fantasy team or my bets, but that's it. And so there's something else on here I wanted to get to, but let's let Renee on real quick. What's up, Renee?
Sport. How you doing, fellas?
Sports, man.
Sports 24/7. Hey, I got a quick question, man, and I know y'all busy, and I'll let y'all go. Now I know it's not going to ever happen. But if it would have happened, if Houston Texans would sit there and say, we got a GM, would Coach Kubiak make a good GM? And I'll let y'all have it. Thank you.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, he's
never done it. I want a guy who's had some personnel experience. I don't think so.
Yeah, I.
And I don't. By the way, I don't know that he's got that in him. Isn't that a guy who's
hanging out
in Minnesota, like sort of working, sort of not?
Well, no, he's OC now there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, last year he was a consultant, and then when Stefanski got the Browns job, they just moved him into the coordinator job.
No, I don't see him. I don't know why you would want him. What about him would make you want him to be a GM? No, thank you.
Yeah, I want – let's start fresh, man. I think it's time for a fresh start. I really do. Doesn't mean that's what they're going to do. But, yeah, if you're going to go and hire – bring back Gary Kubiak or all these TV guys that everybody keeps talking about. Oh, like Tony Dungy and Bill Cowher. Fine. If you're going to hire that guy, the important thing is who are their assistants going to be? Because those are guys who are going to be semi-retired CEO types. You can win like that, but you know, I'd like to see them take a chance here. And if it fails, I'll be the first one to say, oh, I wish they hadn't hired Eric Bieniemy now. I was wrong about that, and I'll admit it. But I think a guy like that who's paid his dues and who's ready to take that step, I think would be perfect. I'm telling you, Joe Brady, that's your throw all your chips in the middle kind of play and see what happens. I mean, that could be a total disaster, but it could also be Sean McVay. And that's, you don't know about any of these guys until you get them. And the only thing you know about guys who've coached before is that have had head coaching jobs in the NFL is where they were might not be the same situation as this. So it could be better, could be worse. But, you know, I think I don't want a GM who's never been a GM before at this point. You shouldn't have that kind of organization. You should have an organization. Like, I'm okay with a head coach who hasn't been a head coach as long as it's a guy who's kind of gone through the ranks. But I think you need a GM with some experience here, especially considering the spending and cap problems that O'Brien's created. As I've said all week, those can be fixed, but you need somebody who knows what they're doing. And, the couple things, Nick said, why not go after Jim Harbaugh? That's certainly a name that, you know, I would make that call to. He's had success in the NFL, and you know, I wouldn't hate that hire. It's not the direction I would go, but I don't run the team. I just sit here on the radio and tell you, here's how I would have done it. This is why my Madden team is better than the Texans. But, you know, I again, that's not a terrible name to go after. And Riley said, you guys have common sense when talking about current events issues. It drives me crazy. Everyone has to be one side or the other. Y'all keep it down the middle. I don't know.
Oh, I was blocked by many Republicans and Democrats last night. It was a block fest.
Well,
my follower count, I think I lost over 100 followers last
night.
Nice.
Well done, man. Yeah. That's good.
And a lot of them would tell me right before, gross, like a lot of gals who, when I was saying that I didn't think much of Kamala Harris, a lot of gals were like, gross, why do I even follow you? I don't know. And then I called Mike Pence a not so great human, and someone was like, he's a man of faith, and you call him that, I listen every day. I'm done with you, and ESPN ought to fire your ass. And I just said, okay.
Like, you know what? I'm going to tell a program director on you.
Yeah. I mean, it's so odd that I'm telling you, man. It's like you're talking about their favorite band or something. It's like if I got on Twitter and told Fred Shinedown sucks, he's like, hey.
That's it. I'm never listening to you again.
I'm done with you, pal. Like,
I'm out of here.
People are really weird. How dare you, sir? But that was such a terrible debate. Nobody answered questions. I gave up after about 15 minutes. I was going to watch The Boys, but my wife wanted to watch this murder documentary about this Chris Watts guy.
I watched that the other day. And
I've heard the story on my crime podcast.
Well, I also, I think there was a forensic file. It's either Forensic Files or one of those shows had a thing on it. But this was so much better because
it was good.
They had all the Facebook messages and the texts, and I mean they had actual footage of everything.
By the way, that chick videoed everything.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize that there was like my wife and I, when we're watching the whole time, it's like, oh my God, this woman's such a pain in the ass. And then of course that doesn't mean that she should have been murdered.
No, no.
But I mean, there was apparently a Facebook group where there were people who were like, well, she kind of got what she deserved. She was a real bitch to him. She was trying to cut his balls off.
Right. And then there were people who thought he was innocent.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing that got me about it, and well, sorry, spoilers, but you know, the story's out there. So if you haven't seen,
he's been around for a while.
The girl he was screwing around with, she looked just like his wife.
Very similar.
Wouldn't you just mix it up? If you're going to do that, don't you mix it up? Don't you want something a little different?
I'm not sure what the move
that and I mean the really horrible part was the kids and how he did. I can't imagine a human being doing that. I mean, he was just terrible. So but yeah, it's I can't remember what it was actually called, but I watched that this weekend and it was and I just finished that Another Life thing and it's awful, but I'll probably watch season two. Sometimes I like watching bad stuff, and I know you'll laugh at me for this, but especially if it's predictable and they start doing all the old cliches and I know what's coming, you know, it's kind of funny for me. I don't know why. I take joy out of that. Does that make me a bad person?
No.
Well, I think I got to tell you about my bookie here.
Do it.
And, you know, you could have live bet the Astros on my bookie. We were talking about my bookie a little bit on the Twitch channel. And, guys, they've got everything. You got UH tonight, -6.5. I think I might throw a few bucks on that if I were you. And you got the NFL game tonight. So plenty to bet on. And got at least one more NBA game if you want to get in on that. You certainly have more baseball. But it's time, man. We've got every sport running around right now. And you're going to lose some of these here pretty quickly. So now's the time to get in, especially if you want to get in on this weekend where we're finally starting to see full college slates again. And, man, that's the best. MyBookie.ag. And when you win, they pay. I mean, that's the best part about them. A lot of these sites, man, getting your money out is a pain in the ass. That's not the case with MyBookie. And, yeah, that is one of the reasons why I use them so much. Easy deposits and withdrawals. And if you join today, MyBookie will match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. Get your first deposit matched 100%. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.